on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone. The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem night. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
It is an absolutely beautiful evening for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Military Appreciation Night tonight as the Salem Red Sox play host to the Augusta Green Jackets. We got ourselves a series tied up at 2 games apiece, and every single game thus far has been nothing short of exciting. Last night, it was the Augusta Green Jackets coming away with a 3-1 victory. They won an absolute pitcher's duel between these two teams. The Red Sox came away with a 9-8 win in game number 3 two nights ago. The middle game was won by the Augusta Green Jackets on Wednesday evening, and the Red Sox walked it off in game number 1 of this series as Alexis Hernandez ripped a base hit into left field, scoring Cutter Coffey. The Red Sox won that one 9-8, the final score as well. But we reset with a series tied at 2 games apiece. Augusta looks to win what would be their first series victory since all the way back in May. They have tied and they have lost series since then. They have yet to win 4 games in a series since the month of May. If they can win out, they will do just that. If not, and the Red Sox win one and they win one, this series will end in a 3-3 tie. The Red Sox on the other side look to sweep out the rest of the weekend here on Saturday night and an afternoon first pitch tomorrow on Sunday in order to win this series. Red Sox coming off a tough series against the Fredericksburg Nationals. A 5-1 series victory for the Fred Nats last week, but it's a new week, new baseball, and these two teams are really, really evenly matched. Let's go ahead and take you through some of the action last night. I mean, it was a pitcher's duel to say the least. Owen Murphy on one side for the Augusta Green Jackets was absolutely outstanding. And on the other side for the Red Sox, you had 5 phenomenal innings from your Donnie Bonegro, the ace on the hill as well. Your Donnie gave up a walk in the first, a double in the second, a single in the third, and a single in the fourth. Then he sat him down 1-2-3 in the fifth. So he gave up 3 hits, 1 walk in his 5 scoreless innings. How about this, though? He dealt 11 strikeouts, only walking 1 batter. Yordani tied his career high in strikeout total at 11 yesterday. Last time he did it was in his debut all the way back in May against the Downeast Wood Ducks, and Yordani Monegro was absolutely incredible last night for the Red Sox. Royman Blanco came in relief, and this is where the wheels kind of fell off just a little bit for the Sox. Went 2 2/3, did give up 4 hits, 1 run that was earned, but 3 runs in total. Didn't walk anybody, struck 1 out, and then Raylan Perez was able to come in and kind of keep this thing close, give the offense a chance, and it was nothing going. He went 1 1/3, didn't give up a hit or a run. He walked 1 batter, and he struck out 1 as well. But really, in a lot of ways, the story was on the other side for the Green Jackets. Owen Murphy was nothing short of spectacular. He went 6 1/3, gave up just 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned. He walked 1 batter. He dealt 8 strikeouts of his own. All 8 strikeouts came in the first 6 innings that he pitched. Folks, he went 6 hitless. Owen Murphy may not be at the single A level for much, much longer. After that, Strickland came on the hill for the Green Jackets. He went 2 2/3, gave up 2 hits, didn't give up a single run. He struck out 3, and the Augusta Green Jackets only had to throw 2 arms last night. Always a good day when in 9 innings you only have to bring 1 guy out of the bullpen. They won the ball game 3-1. Hits for the Red Sox were few and far between. Red Sox ended the ball game with 3 total hits of their own. It was a triple from Mikey Romero in the 7th. That broke the no-hitter. Albert Zanasi-Hen singled on later in the inning. And then in the 9th inning, Justinson Garcia had a 2-out triple, and the Red Sox could not bring him home. On the other side, hits were a little bit more common to come by for the Green Jackets. Nothing crazy, really, on that side of things either. They ended up with 7 hits. The Red Sox had 3. So, such difference for the Red Sox, right? 2 nights ago, 15 hits. The team scored 9 runs. I mean, everybody was in on the hit parade. Everybody had a piece of the offensive action. And then last night, completely different story, with only 3 hits, all of them coming in the last 3 innings of the ball game, and lights out pitching out of the Green Jackets in Owen Murphy and Samuel Strickland. Let's go ahead and step aside. First pitch coming up real soon here at Salem Memorial Ballpark when we come back. Injury report and starting lineups. You're tuned in to Red Sox Baseball here on MILB.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
Absolutely breathtaking night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Just a couple of minutes away from first pitch here on Military Appreciation Night. Looking forward to this one. Game number 5 in a 6-game set between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. Injury report news. Lionel James, as you know, last night back in the lineup for the first time after getting hit by a pitch on the hand on Sunday. The bad news, Juan Montero just placed on the 7-day IL for the Red Sox. He had a hand injury a few nights ago and has been sidelined ever since. Let's take you through the starting lineups. First for the visiting Augusta Green Jackets, top of the order, Cam McGee, the shortstop. Batting second, EJ Exposito, the third baseman. Batting third, Drew Compton, playing over at first. Batting fourth and cleanup, Will Verdung, playing second base. P.O. Boucher, the left fielder, will bat fifth. Jace Grady plays out in right field. He bats sixth. Jair Casanova, designated hitter tonight for the Green Jackets. He bats seventh. In the 8-hole, Jacob Godman catching behind home plate. And rounding out the batting order for Augusta, it's Tyler Collins in center field. On the hill, it is Adam Shoemaker for the Augusta Green Jackets. Now for the Salem Red Sox, top of the order, Albertson Asihan in right. Mikey Romero plays second. Justinson Garcia batting third. He'll play in center field. Alexis Hernandez, the cleanup man tonight, he is the designated hitter. Luis Ravello plays shortstop. Batting sixth, Gianfranco Salazar playing third. Lionel James will bat seventh. He'll play at first base. Albert Feliz in the outfield for the first time in a week tonight. He'll bat eighth. And then Yorberto Mexicano catching behind home plate for the Red Sox for the first time in the second half. a minor league single-A debut on the hill for the Red Sox tonight. It's Christian Nunez getting the call up from the Florida Complex League, and he gets his first single-A start here in Salem. It's time for the national anthem here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch coming up after this. We'll be back in about 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox are on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all weekend long as the Salem Red Sox play host to the Augusta Green Jackets. It's game number 5 in this 6-game set between the two teams, and our series is smack dab tied, 2 games apiece. Just had a beautiful rendition of the national anthem here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is Military Appreciation Night, and everybody has come out in droves. Ballpark is absolutely packed on a Saturday night here for baseball. It was a 3-1 win last night for the Augusta Green Jackets. Won it in an absolute pitcher's duel. Unbelievable pitching performances out of both starters, Yordani Monegro for the Red Sox and Owen Murphy for the Green Jackets. Yordani ended up pitching 5 scoreless. He gave up just 3 hits and a walk. He dealt 11 strikeouts, tying his career high. And then on the other side, Owen Murphy, how about 6 hitless? He gave up 1 hit in the 7th inning. He struck out 8 batters in the process. It was fun. And then the offenses got going late in the ball game. Augusta ended up winning it 3-1. But tonight is a new night. The Red Sox look to become winners once again with a single-A debut on the hill. Christian Nunez makes his first start for the Red Sox here at the single-A level. An international free agent acquired in November of 2021, a native of La Vega in the Dominican Republic. In the Florida Complex League so far this year, he has a 1-1 win-loss record. He has a 6.23 ERA. He's pitched just 17 and a third innings. 17 strikeouts to 8 walks so far this year. Nunez goes with a fastball, a curveball, and a changeup. Very occasionally, you will see him bring in a slider. He signed on late for an international prospect, but he really has impressed. You know, last season in the Dominican Republic, in the Dominican Summer League, he was impressive, opened a lot of eyes in a lot of ways, and, you know, he has been pretty sharp as well. About half the strikeouts to walk ratio, 6.23 ERA, looking to kind of boost those numbers here. He gets a clean slate at the single A level. Top of the order for the Augusta Green Jackets, Cam McGee, EJ Exposito, and Drew Compton. It's Cam McGee, the lefty, ready to dig in the left-handed batter's box, and we're moments away from first pitch here in Salem. Nunez with a look into home. He'll deliver the pitch. It's swung on and missed, and we are underway at 6:06 p.m. here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The first pitch is a fastball for a swinging strike. It's nothing and one. Nunez deals the 0-1. Swung on, lifted, foul down the left field line. Off the fencing of the Salem Red Sox bullpen. quickly down 0-2 is Cam McGee, who is at the top of the order for the first time this series. Typically bats second, and everyone just kind of took one jump up. Ambioris Tavares has a rest night tonight for the Green Jackets. He typically leads off. 0-2 to McGee. Swung on and fouled backwards off the mitt of Yorberto Mexicano, catching behind home plate tonight for the Red Sox. First time he has done so in the second half of this 2023 season. Kind of looked at as maybe the third catcher for the Red Sox in the first half. Has not been behind home plate since May. 0-2 to McGee. He looks at a breaking ball that misses outside, and the count now 1-2. Cam McGee yesterday in the two-hole went 0-5. It was a pitcher's duel. A lot of guys went 0-for yesterday between the two teams. 1-2 to McGee. He looks at a fastball high, and the count evens up at 2-2. Cam McGee batting 194 on the year. Just a couple of ticks shy of the Mendoza line at 200. One homer, six runs batted in. 2-2 pitch. McGee swings and misses. Breaking ball fools him downstairs, and there's one gone here in the top of the first. What a way to start if you're Christian Nunez in your single-A debut. A strikeout. Elvis Soto had the last debut for a starting pitcher with the Red Sox. He was pretty decent in his debut, but none was more impressive than Yordani Monegro's. Against the Down East Wood Ducks all the way back in May, he dealt 11 strikeouts in his debut. First pitch to E.J. Exposito. Looked in on a fastball high and in the count 1-0. E.J. Exposito again. A guy that wasn't in the lineup last night but was the night before. Plays about 2 days a week, the 1-0. He swings, lifts it high into the air, out into right center field, and Justinson Garcia makes a basket catch about 10 feet in front of the warning track in right center. It almost looked like him and Albertson Asihen, the right fielder, were going to collide. Garcia calls off Asihen, and again, he covers so much space out in center field. I would token him, and again, I'm biased. I'm the Red Sox broadcaster. I would token him as the best defensive center fielder in the Carolina League, maybe second to Dylan Cruz, just because of how outstanding he is, but we have a very small sample size out of Cruz. Here's Drew Compton, the lefty. First pitch is on the way. It misses down and in. It gets away from Mexicano, and the count now 1-0. Breaking ball missed down and in. Drew Compton, a 321 hitter. Undrafted free agent out of Georgia Tech. Yellow jacket turned green jacket. The 1-0 pitch to Compton. He swings, laces it down the left field line, foul. And it's a good thing because John Frank Salazar is kind of playing very far to the right of the third base bag, almost in the territory of the shortstop. I mean, the slightest, obviously it's not a shift, you can't shift, but that would have gotten away from him. He is very far, probably about 15 feet away from the left field line. 1-1 to Compton. He swings, laces it foul. Down the left field line once again. It's 1-2. Yeah, and you have the shortstop in Luis Ravello standing just about 8 feet to the left of the second base bag. His heels on the outfield grass. Mikey Romero really between first and second. And we just had a pitch clock violation that ended the inning. Wow. That is one of the first times we have seen that all year. A pitch clock violation against Drew Compton. Took too long to get in the box. It ends the inning, and it'll go in as the second strikeout in Christian Nunez's debut. Well, he sits him down 1-2-3 in a very unconventional way in the first. We go to the home half after this in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Military Appreciation Night tonight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. This is a military town in Southwest Virginia, and everybody has come on out to show their support. A jam-packed ballpark as we're scoreless going to the bottom of the first. Red Sox will go 1-2-3. Top of the order, Albertson, Ossie Henn, Mikey Romero, and Justinson Garcia. For the Red Sox, a very impressive top of the order. He'll face Adam Shoemaker, native of Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. 0-2 on the year with a 4.32 ERA. Was absolutely stellar in his debut, going three innings of no-hit baseball with four strikeouts and one walk, and he's kind of fell off a cliff ever since. First pitch to Ossie Henn, misses down and in on a breaking ball, and the count is 1-0. Albertson, Ossie Henn, batting 333. Been here in Salem for almost a month now. The 1-0 pitch. He fouls it back on a breaking ball. The count now evened up at a ball and a strike. Shoemaker was drafted in the 11th round of the 2021 draft out of St. Benedict High School in Cambridge, Ontario. Was touching 95 in high school. The lefty deals 1-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball down low. And the count now 1-2 for Ossie Henn. Albertson has been pretty solid this series. Had a base hit last night. Had a line drive to left that was caught. The 1-2. This is down and in on a fastball. 2-2. That line drive was back in the second inning. And instead of giving up a hit, Owen Murphy continued for six hitless innings of pitching. The 2-2. Swings and fouls it back once again, and alive at 2-2 is Ossie Henn. But the night before that, Albertson, Ossie Henn, just a 2-for-4 performance with, how about, two triples. Ended up scoring once. Almost had an inside-the-park home run. 2-2. He swings and misses. Struck him out with a breaking ball, and Ossie Henn is sat down on strikes. Both Christian Nunez and Adam Shoemaker start their afternoons with a strikeout. Brings up Mikey Romero playing over at second tonight. Typically we'll play at short about 3 days of the week. We'll play second about 2 days of the week, and then we'll have one off night as well. First pitch to Romero. He lays down a bunt right back up the middle. Shoemaker scoops, turns, fires to first, and he got him just by about a half a step. Mikey Romero couldn't quite leg it out on a bunt, and there's two gone here in the bottom of the first. 1-3 put out if you're scoring at home. Here's Justinson Garcia, the center fielder, and as I mentioned, one of the best, if not the best, defensive center fielders in the Carolina League. Hey, his bat's pretty good as well. First pitch misses well inside, brushes him off the plate on a fastball, and the count now 1-0. Garcia in the lineup last night had a triple in the ninth, the 1-0. He pulls back a check swing on a pitch missing high and away. Fastball out of the zone. Two balls, no strikes for Justinson Garcia. Had a rest night the night before last night. In the lineup the night before that, the 2-0. Called a strike. Breaking ball finds the zone on the inner corner, and the count now 2-1. So 3 nights ago, Justinson went 1-for-5. 2-1. He swings and misses on a breaking ball downstairs, and the count evened up at 2-2 for the 223 bat. Three homers on the year for Justinson. Unbelievable power. He has 19 RBIs. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball downstairs, scooped up by Godman. He'll throw it to first in time, and that will be the inning. Well, both teams sit down 1-2-3 in the first. We're scoreless heading to the top of the second. Maybe, just maybe, another pitcher's duel here in Salem. Military Appreciation Night back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
T-O. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Oh, it's a pitcher's duel for the second night in a row early on here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a beautiful Saturday evening for baseball. Temperature is about 78 degrees, little bit humid. The sun is setting behind the mountains out in right field. A little bit of cloud cover, but a jam-packed ballpark. We are scoreless through an inning of play. We go to the top of the two here in Salem. Will Verdung steps in, first pitch to the righty. He looks at a called strike, a fastball right at the letters, and the count now nothing and one. Christian Nunez into his second inning of his single A debut. Two strikeouts in the first. He kicks, he deals, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, got him with a fastball high and tight, and the count now nothing and two for Will Verdung playing over at second base tonight. Had a base hit in the fourth to lead things off last night. Stole a bag as well. He was stranded at second. 0-2 to Verdung. Misses low and away on a breaking ball. The count now 1-2 for the 267 hitter who has no home runs but does have an RBI on the very young season. Former JUCO product. The 1-2 pitch. He swings, rifles it on the ground, over to short. Scooped up by Ravello, tossed to first in time, and they got him for the first out here in the top of the second. 6-3 put out, sits down Will Verdung. It brings up P.O. Boucher, as they call him. The left fielder batting fifth for the Green Jackets. Pierre-Olivier Boucher, his full name. The lefty out of Southern Illinois. Ready on lefty matchup, the first pitch on the way. He looks at a fastball high and away. The count now 1-0. P.O. Boucher, another part of this 2023 draft class. Very new to this single A level. 1-0 pitch. Looks at a fastball down and in. And the count now 2 balls, no strikes for P.O. Boucher. Boucher's been solid in this series. Doubled in the second inning last night. Didn't play the night before that, had the rest. 2-0 to Boucher. He swings, broken bat, ground ball over to second base. Romero tosses to first in time, and there's two gone. That ball took a weird spin off of a splintered bat, and it made things a little more difficult for Mikey Romero, but he was able to make the play. And there are two away here in the top of the second. Scoreless ball game. Neither team with a hit early on. Here's Jace Grady, the right fielder, batting sixth. Jace was not featured in the lineup last night. However, he was the night before. Batted third 2 nights ago. First pitch, he takes downstairs on a breaking ball out of the zone. And the count 1-0. Grady went 0-for-4 with a walk, 3 strikeouts the other night in a 9-8 Red Sox win. 1-0 to Grady. He fouls it back. A fastball right over the heart of the plate. And the count now 1-1. Grady, an 11th round draft pick out of Dallas Baptist University. New Nunez with a stare down home. He brings home the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball falls off a cliff into the zone, painting the inside corner, and it's 1-2 for Grady. Two gone, nobody on, top of the second. Christian Nunez in his single-A debut for the Red Sox. Righty on lefty, the righty deals, 1-2. Ring him up looking. Fastball paints the inside corner. Christian Nunez with his third of the night in his single-A debut. We go to the home half of the second, scoreless, and the Green Jackets are sat down 1-2-3 for the second time tonight. Bottom of the second after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the second on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We are scoreless through an inning and a half of play. The Augusta Green Jackets sat down a 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row by Christian Nunez, absolutely dealing with three strikeouts early in his single-A debut. On the other side, Adam Shoemaker, the very tall left-handed pitcher on the hill for the Green Jackets. He sat down the Red Sox 1-2-3 in their first inning offensively. He did so with two strikeouts to his name. So maybe, just maybe, we have a pitcher's duel early on here in Salem for what would be the second night in a row. Alexis Hernandez digs in for the Red Sox. Red Sox go 4-5-6 here in the home half of the second. Hernandez is in, lefty on righty, the first pitch. He looks at a fastball high out of the zone, and the count is 1-0. Alexis Hernandez had the rest last night for the Red Sox. 1-0. Misses high and away on a fastball once again. It's two balls, no strikes for Alexis. Back in the lineup tonight after a really well-deserved rest. He's been red hot for the Red Sox in this series. Had the walk-off winner on Tuesday night, the 2-0. Misses down and in on a breaking ball. Three balls, no strikes for Hernandez. The 254 hitter with three homers on the young season. 20 RBIs, been here for about a month and a half with the Red Sox. 3-0 pitch, taken for a strike. A get-me-over strike right over the heart of the plate as Shoemaker took a little bit off his fastball at about 89, tops out at about 93 so far tonight. Fastest one has been 94. The 3-1 check swing on a called strike. 89 on a changeup that finds the upper outside portion of the strike zone. And the count worked back full by Shoemaker. Tall lefty on the hill, 6'5". He brings home the 3-2. Check swing, pitch misses well down and in on a breaking ball. Just kind of yanked by Shoemaker, wasn't even close, and Alexis Hernandez works a full count leadoff walk for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the second. Speed on the base pass for the Sox. Curious to see if maybe Alexis will take off at all. Definitely a threat to steal here early on. Bottom of the second, one on, nobody out. Scoreless between the two teams. First pitch to Luis Ravello. He swings and misses on a fastball down and in. And the count now 0-1. Luis Ravello playing short tonight. He was also not in the lineup last night. 0-1 to Ravello. Breaking ball misses well high and away. A ball and a strike for Luis. Luis Ravello, one of the only Red Sox left from the opening day lineup. here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So much roster movement. We'll talk about it as the night goes on. Pickoff over to first, and Hernandez just stands up easily. Kind of a situation where Shoemaker almost looked like he was losing his balance and realized to avoid the balk, I better pick off. So that's one disengagement. Here's the 1-1 to Ravello. He looks at a called strike. A fastball painting the outside corner, and the count now 1-2. For the switch hitting Luis Ravello, typically almost always bats from the left side because there's more righty pitchers. Right now he's batting righty against a lefty. The 1-2, runner goes. Swing and a ball that's nubbed to short. Scooped up by McGee, no play at second. Throws to first in time to get Ravello. So Alexis Hernandez on the hit and run makes it to second in time. Certainly would have been a double play ball. Instead, there was no play for McGee. A soft grounder just 60 miles an hour off the bat. And Luis is out at first. One down here in the bottom of the second. Still scoreless, but the Red Sox put a runner in scoring position. Here's the six-hole hitting Gianfranco Salazar playing at third tonight. Lefty on righty once again, the first pitch. He looks at a called strike on the inside corner. The count now nothing and one. Gianfranco batting just 140 on the year, really struggled mightily early on in his first couple of weeks here in Salem as he calls time, steps out, adjusts his sunglasses, takes a couple of kicks of dirt, and gets ready to dig back on in. Salazar, the Barcelona, Venezuela native, acquired as an international free agent back in 2019, came up about 3 weeks ago, and he's really come around as of late, the 0-1. Swing and a dribbler foul down the left field line. Ended up having home runs on back-to-back nights in Fredericksburg a series ago. One of them was a grand slam in the fourth inning in an incredible ball game on Saturday night, a week ago to the day. Runner on second, one gone. 0-2 to Salazar. Runner goes, misses high and away. Throw down to third, gets away. Hernandez pushes the third baseman Exposito away, and he comes in to score. An error brings in the first run of the night, and the Red Sox lead it 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Alexis just literally stiff-armed E.J. Exposito, the third baseman, to come home. That was awesome. 1-2 the count for Gianfranco Salazar. The base is now clear. Shoemaker brings home the 1-2. Swing and a fly ball out to shallow center field. Charging in is Collins, loses his hat, but raises his right arm into the air to make the catch for the second out. Just getting underneath of a breaking ball was Salazar. He flies out to center field. There's two gone here in the bottom of the second for the seven-hole hitting Lionel James, playing over at first, his first night back defensively tonight since getting hit by a pitch on the hand. A fastball crushed his hand on Sunday in Fredericksburg. First pitch, he looks at a strike high in the zone. A fastball and the count now nothing and one. Great to see him back last night after a big scare on Sunday. He was the DH a night ago for the Sox. The 0-1 to James. He swings, dribbles it foul down the left field line on a curveball, nothing and two. Last night, Lionel batted at the bottom of the order, only saw the plate three times. I mean, that's what you get in a pitcher's duel. He flew out, grounded out, and struck out looking. Back at first tonight, the 0-2. Check swing, pitch misses downstairs an appeal, and the field umpire William Ward said he didn't go, so the count is 1-2. Would be great to see him get back into the hit column here. Nobody on, two gone. Red Sox lead it 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. The 1-2. Swing and a dribbler foul. Put it right off his own ankle as he hobbles out of the batter's box and stays alive at 1-2. Lionel James, though, played almost every game in Fredericksburg last series. It was such a big miss for the Red Sox to not have him first couple of days here. The 1-2 misses down and in, and that might have hit his foot. He's still hobbling. It still must have been when he fouled it into his own foot because home plate umpire Travis Brewer is not signaling him to first, and now here comes Liam Carroll to check him out. He's kind of bent over about 15 feet to the left of the batter's box and still kind of limping here, rubbing his toe, literally his right foot. He keeps reaching down and just kind of pressing on his toe, just kind of spiked his bat into the ground, showing a little bit of frustration here. The umpires are going to chat. Liam Carroll talking with him, and here comes the training staff for the Red Sox, and Lionel just kind of demonstrating what happened, and still gimpy on that right leg. So tough to see after this guy, you know, really avoided a scare. Typically when you see a fastball to the hand, you hate to, but in so many ways you think the worst, right? One of the worst things that could happen to a baseball player, besides maybe a pitcher with a Tommy John or an outfielder with I guess anybody with a Tommy John. But you don't see, like, torn ACLs and things like that in baseball. So when a fastball cranks a guy on the hand, sometimes that sits him down for an elongated period of time, and James is going to dig back in here. Two gone, nobody on, 2-2 count. Shoemaker kicks and deals the pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It escapes into the seats behind home plate, and Lionel James is still cooking at 2-2. Thing was caught by a fan back behind home plate. Really good crowd tonight. Back-to-back nights with a jam-packed crowd at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You love to see it as the summer comes to a close. School starting here locally this week. The 2-2. He swings, laces it out into left field. On the run, making the catch is Boucher in left. And that ends the inning. Red Sox score one here in the bottom of the second. They take a 1-0 lead. We go to the top of the third after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Jam-packed ballpark here on a Saturday night in Salem. Red Sox lead it 1-0 as we go to the top of the third on Military Appreciation Night. Red Sox decked out in their Military Appreciation jerseys, a dark green with camouflage letters and numbers in the typical Red Sox font. They're wearing navy blue caps that have a star-spangled banner, Salem S, with a gold trim. Really, really sharp-looking attire for the Red Sox tonight. To honor our veterans, many of which are in attendance tonight, just an awesome, awesome promotion here in Salem. 7-8-9 due up for the Augusta Green Jackets here in the top of the third. Christian Nunez in his single-A debut. Still rocking on the hill for the Sox. Sat him down 1-2-3 in both the first and the second. He's retired all six batters that he's faced. Here's the first pitch to Jair Casanova. He looks at a called strike, fastball on the outer half, and the count is nothing and one. Nunez has dealt three strikeouts already tonight in his debut. 0-1 to Casanova. Called strike again. This time it's a breaking ball that finds the outer half. And the count nothing in two for the 204 hitting, 7 home run hitting, 35 RBI driving in Casanova. The 0-2, he waves and misses. 92 on a fastball high and out of the zone. Casanova was chasing, and it's strikeout number 4 for Christian Nunez. What a debut early on. Last time we saw something like this, it was back in May in Yordani Monegro. Dealt 11 strikeouts in his debut for the Red Sox. Maybe Nunez has a little bit of that magic in his right arm as well. tall stature at 6'5". First pitch to Godman is taken down and away on a slider that misses, and the count now 1-0. Jacob Godman, the righty, batting 286 on the year, up to the plate for the first time tonight. 1-0 pitch. He cranks it. High fly ball out to deep left field. Feliz is at the track, has a read, makes the pinch on the warning track. 96 exit velocity, but too much of an exit angle. Crushed it 47 degrees high into the air and barreled it up, no doubt about it, but got too far underneath it. Albert Feliz catches the fly ball on the warning track and left. There are two gone here in the top of the third. Big Al playing in left field, something that has been a new development the last couple of weeks. First pitch to the nine hole, Tyler Collins, taken for a strike. 92 on a fastball, nothing in one. Collins, bottom of the order, had a base hit and a stolen bag last night. Also was aboard with a fielder's choice last night as well. 0-1 pitch. Takes a breaking ball high out of the zone, and the count now evens up at a ball and a strike. Two gone, nobody on, top of the third. Red Sox lead it 1-0. Salem and Augusta still without a hit. Ball and a strike to pitch. Misses high and in. Twists Collins off the plate, and the count 2-1. Christian Nunez looking for three perfect innings right here. He kicks, deals the 2-1. Swing and a foul tip back to the backstop, and the count evens up. Two balls and two strikes for the 2-0-2 hitting Tyler Collins. Literally a hit above the Mendoza line. An unproductive at-bat here would drop him below it. Nunez brings home the 2-2. This is a swing and a line drive out to center field. Down for a base hit in left center. Collins rounds first. Chugging is second. Throw to second is off target from Garcia. And it's a two-out double at the bottom of the order for Tyler Collins and the Green Jackets. I'm going to take responsibility for that one. You never mention the word perfect. And I did. And then a double happens. We go to the top of the order. Cam McGee, the shortstop. Lefty digs in. 18th round draft pick out of Washington State. He has a runner in scoring position. The Red Sox lead it 1-0. First pitch to the former Cougar. This hit him. Hit him right on the wrist with a fastball. First and second now for the Green Jackets. All of a sudden, after fantastic pitching from Christian Nunez, I mentioned the word perfect, which you never do. And now there's base runners at first and second. A double and a hit by pitch. Brings up the two-hole hitting E.J. Exposito, who got stiff-armed defensively by Alexis Hernandez in his route to home, giving the Red Sox their 1-0 lead. First pitch to Exposito. He swings and misses on a high fastball. The count nothing and one. Exposito flew out to Justinson Garcia, standing in center field his first time around. It was a shallow fly ball out into right center. Garcia and Ossie Head almost bumped into each other. 0-1. Breaking ball tails down into the zone, and the count nothing and two for Exposito as Christian Nunez looks to get out of a little bit of a jam. Has runners on first and second. Collins had that double, a two-out double, a couple of at-bats ago. The 0-2 down and away on a fastball that was just about a half a ball out of the zone. Great take by E.J. Exposito. Better call by Travis Brewer. And it's 1-2. Christian Nunez with a glance back to second. The tall righty deals. 1-2. Swing and a fly ball out to left field. Feliz has a read 10 feet in front of the track. Makes the pinch for the final out. Runner stranded on first and second. 1-0 Red Sox lead. We go to the home half of the third. Back in a jiff here in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey, Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
.891 due up for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the third. A 1-0 lead for the Salem Sox on Military Appreciation Night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A jam-packed house, one of the best crowds of the year for the second night in a row. We had Dinos at the Diamond Night last night. Really, really good crowd for those festivities, and it might be even better on a Saturday night in Salem. Adam Shoemaker on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets, entering now his third inning of work. He'll face 8-9-1 in the batting order of the Red Sox. Albert Feliz, Big Al, the big righty, steps in the right-handed batter's box to lead off, playing in left tonight. Playing in left for the first time in about a week. First pitch, he swings and misses on a breaking ball low in the zone, and the count 0-1. Big Al looking for his second home run of the series, has five on the year. The 0-1, he takes a pitch outside, 84 on a changeup that misses the zone, and the count 1-1. The occasional slider from Shoemaker, predominantly fastball, changeup, curveball, though, in that order. 1-1 to Albert. He waves and misses on a breaking ball down and in, and he's down 1-2. Big Al crushed what ended up being the winning two-run shot in the bottom of the eighth two nights ago. 1-2 to Feliz. Waving a miss on a breaking ball downstairs. Scooping it up is Godman on a drop. He tags Big Al. And there's one gone here in the bottom of the third. You know, that's kind of the kryptonite of Albert Feliz, is a low breaking ball. Strikeout number three on the evening for Adam Shoemaker. Now stepping in the nine hole, hitting Roberto Mexicano behind home plate tonight. First pitch to the righty. He takes a fastball high and away out of the zone, and the count now 1-0. Roberto Mexicano, such a more predominant role now. Here's the 1-0. He flies it out the other way, down the right field line. Giving chase is the right fielder. Couldn't make the slide and grab in foul territory. Grady almost had it. It fell out of his glove as he was sliding across the line in right field. And it's allowed 1-1 for Roberto Mexicano. And as I was saying, such an increased role as of late for the Caracas, Venezuelan native. 1-1 pitch. Takes a fastball high and away, 2-1. You know, it was kind of a 1-2-3 maybe games a week type of a guy early on in the year. Now playing about 4 or 5 days a week, the 2-1. Misses way inside on a breaking ball. And it's three balls and a strike for Roberto Mexicano. Currently on a two-game hitting streak is Roberto. 3-1. He cranks it on the ground to short. McGee scoops, fires to first, and he gets him. 6-3 put out, sits down Roberto Mexicano, and there's two gone here in the bottom of the third. The Red Sox lead it 1-0. After last inning, Alexis Hernandez stiff-armed the third baseman, E.J. Exposito, on an error that brought him home to score. Top of the order, Albertson Asihen steps in for the second time tonight. Struck out swinging first time around to start this ball game. And home plate umpire Travis Brewer calling for a reset of the pitch clock here. There it is. Lefty on righty, first pitch on the way. Fastball high and away, misses the zone, 1-0. Two gone, nobody on. 1-0 Sox lead here in the bottom of the third. 1-0 to Asihen. He swings, drives it up the middle. Backhanded glove, spinning throw from McGee, and it's picked out of the dirt at first by Compton. A beautiful defensive play. 6-3 put out ends the inning. 1-0 Red Sox lead. We go to the top of the fourth, back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
E.T. Home Phone.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Jam-packed ballpark tonight on Military Appreciation Night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A beautiful night for baseball, and it's a 1-0 Red Sox lead as we head to the top of the fourth. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Mike Heller for the second time this year. Mike, thanks so much for coming in town and joining us here. Mike is from Strikes for Tykes. And Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Strikes for Tykes is all about?
Strikes for Tykes, first of all, thank you for having us back up here. We really appreciate it. We love coming to Salem. Strikes for Tykes is a 501c nonprofit. We count strikeouts that the Red Sox throw every single game for their home games during the season.
First pitch to Drew Compton. He takes a fastball for a strike on the inside corner, and it's nothing and one.
So as the Red Sox get more strikeouts, and they had 489 home strikeouts this year coming into this game, we count them out. We ask fans to pledge whatever they're comfortable with per strikeout.
0-1. This is cranked on the ground. Backhanded glove by the first baseman, James. Underhand toss back to the pitcher, and he dropped it. Nunez couldn't make the play, and Drew Compton is aboard at first. Now, you're a former umpire.
You giving that an infield single
or an error?
Oh, that's an error.
Okay.
In my opinion, that's an error.
Okay. Because lately they have been favoring on the side of hits.
So it's really strange with all the new rules. With the defense not being able to cross over, no more shift, with the pitch clock speeding things up, they're giving a lot more latitude on hits versus errors.
Okay.
But that was a flat-out drop.
Right. I figured as much, but I thought, who better to ask than you, right? First pitch is waved on and missed by Will Verdung, and he's down 0-1.
So as we ask fans to pledge and donate, whatever they're comfortable with, we add that up at the end of the season. Send everybody an invoice. Once we're paid, we...
One fouled away.
We'll send out a tax receipt, and then sometime during the next season, we will distribute a check to Carilion Children's on behalf of the Salem Red Sox. It's basically a local community, keeping dollars in the community, going to a community cause.
Absolutely fantastic. Runner on first, the 0-2. Breaking ball finds the zone. It's the fifth strikeout of the night for Christian Nunez in his single-A debut. Beautiful looking pitch as the breaking ball falls and finds the upper portion of the zone. And there's one gone here in the top of the fourth. Red Sox lead it 1-0. Giovanni Heater, we're joined by Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes. Mike, 11 Ks last night for your Donny Monegro. Had to be a great night for you guys to make some cash.
Yeah, we were very pumped up last night. We were hoping to get over for the 500 mark in this series. With that performance last night, 13 for the total, team total, we're another 5 tonight. We're sitting at 494 right now. We need 6 strikeouts between the rest of this game and tomorrow. We're hoping that we can bring it home tonight.
0-1, breaking ball finds the inner corner, and it's nothing and 2 for P.O. Boucher. P.O. Pierre-Olivier Boucher goes by the nickname P.O., grounded out to second his first time around. He's got a runner on first with one gone. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses high in the count 1-2.
I'm gathering he's Canadian.
Yes. Yes, he is indeed French-Canadian. From British Columbia, matter of fact.
French-Canadian from British Columbia. That's like, that's almost an oxymoron. Yeah, they're looking good down there tonight.
1-2. Wave and a miss. There's another strikeout. How about six for Christian Nunez? Breaking ball right in the middle of the zone. Fools Boucher. And there's two gone here in the top of the fourth. Strikeouts are fun.
Strikeouts are fun. And it keeps something going on the defensive end of the game because everybody wants to see the hits and the home runs and everything what we're doing offensively. So this keeps people engaged defensively, especially if they go per strikeout.
Jace Grady hits a ground ball. Diving grab by Salazar, the third baseman. Fire to first in time. That might be our in-the-dirt play of the game. How about that, Mike?
That was a great play.
All right. Red Sox lead it 1-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Back in a jiff here in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes with you. Mike is a former minor league umpire. The Red Sox lead it 1-0 here as we go to the home half of the fourth. And, well, this guy, though he plays for the other team, he's dealing as well. Adam Shoemaker having a pretty good ball game himself.
He is having a good game, and that play to end the bottom of the third inning was absolutely amazing.
John Frank Salazar, the third baseman, made a diving snag on a hard-hit ground ball. Got up, fired it to first, got it there in time. A really, really sharp play. That'll probably be my vote for the John Dirt in the dirt play of the game. That promotion we do here in Salem. Mikey Romero, batting second, leads us off. The first pitch, he takes a breaking ball well inside under his raised hands. The count 1-0. Now, Mike, Strikes for Tykes, right? Tell us how this thing really got started and how you became involved. 1-0, foul tip in the count 1-1.
Absolutely. My parents are up in Winnipeg, which is part of the American Association now. Back in the day, they were the Northern League. They wanted to really give back to the community up there, and they started a program called Case for Kids.
1-1, misses high and in on a fastball. 2-1.
Under the same premise, with every single strikeout that the Winnipeg Gold Eyes threw in the American Association, they'd get fans to donate for every strikeout, and that would go back to their foundation.
Two balls and a strike to pitch. Romero looks at a high fastball, and he's ahead 3-1.
So keeping everything in the family, we decided to bring the program down to the U.S. I was living down here and see what we can do with minor league baseball. We changed the name of it to Strikes Your Tykes. It's a little bit more marketable. It was a little bit easier on the eyes, and the logo was a lot nicer. So we just went with that name and to see what we could do with minor league ball.
3-1, swing and a miss. Got him with a slider out of the zone, and it's 3-2.
So it's tough breaking into the sport of baseball at any level with any kind of promotion. But as we start to gain a little bit of traction, we'll have more and more teams join up.
Payoff pitch. Romero strikes out. Waves and misses on a breaking ball down low out of the zone. And there's one gone here in the bottom of the fourth.
So having done all that, it's just at that point it's getting the teams involved. And it's really no effort on the team. All we need to do is get onto the concourse, give us a table, and we'll take care of everything else. We'll enter people into our database, onto the website.
Justinson Garcia looks at a ball high and away, 1-0.
Every single patron who wants to make a donation, we'll give them their own access to the website so they can track the team. And we'll even come to the city two or three times a year.
1-0, hard hit ground ball, diving play by Compton at first. He'll take it to the bag himself, and these infield defenders continue to show off and flash the leather. What a play. There's two gone in the bottom of the fourth.
So, and having done that, we'll come and travel and get the teams involved and really work with them. We're coming back in 2 weeks. I believe Fredericksburg's in town. It's either Fredericksburg or Lynchburg. I can't remember which, but we're here in 2 weeks.
I believe it's Fredericksburg.
I think you're right. The Carilion Clinic is having their employee picnic day here, and we're going to present them with their check from 2022.
First pitch to Alexis Hernandez. He fouls one down the left field line on a breaking ball low in the zone. It's nothing and one. Yeah, that's going to be a fun series. You're kind of going to get a treat with Fredericksburg if their picks stick around for a couple more weeks. They are loaded. The 0-1 fouled away. Nothing in two. Dylan Cruz, one of the biggest faces in baseball. He's there right now. But it's more than just that. They got Yoandy Morales, second-round pick out of Miami, who was a stud in the ACC at third base. Andrew Pinckney, who was a stud at Alabama in the SEC. They really focus on college guys in the Nationals organization, and that team is loaded right now. The 0-2.
Yeah, the Nationals have a half-decent farm system as well, and they're not really struggling. Them and the Orioles and I think L.A. right now are some of the top farm systems.
Yes, no doubt.
So, and I'm pretty sure that the Oklahoma City Dodgers can beat most of the Major League teams at this point.
1-2 hits Alexis Hernandez right on, I think, the knee. And he's still down.
Knee.
Yeah. He takes off his shin guard and appears to be okay. Just kind of takes a second. So the Red Sox are going to have a two-out base runner here on a hit-by-pitch. That is the definition of taking one for the team.
It is. The military jerseys tonight look phenomenal.
They're pretty sharp, aren't they?
They are. I may go bid on one of those.
Yeah?
Thinking about it.
Why not? Who would you bid on? What player would you bid on? I know you've seen so much minor league baseball, but if you're familiar at all with the Red Sox, who would you bid on?
See, I'm going to do this selfishly because I might want to wear it, so it's got to be somebody my size. It's probably going to be Blanton's number 56.
Ravello flies the first pitch out into shallow center field. A massive triangle converges. The center fielder, Collins, calls everybody off, and that ends the inning. Mike, you going to stick around for a little longer?
Stick around.
Beautiful. All right. We go to the top of the fifth. The Red Sox have a 1-0 lead back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. This place is packed for Military Appreciation Night. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined by Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes, and he's had a great couple of days here with the Red Sox. Handful of strikeouts tonight, 6 in Christian Nunez's debut. That will be the day for Christian Nunez as he exits. We'll get a bullpen arm in for the Red Sox. But 11 last night for your Donnie Monegro, 13 as a staff. Mike, that's just got to make you guys feel so good in so many different ways.
It makes us feel great. It's interesting is the last series of the first half was down east back at the end of June. We were supposed to be here for that, but the weather kept us away. There were only 3 games played in that entire series.
Right, I remember
and,
that.
And 2 of the 3 games accounted for 35 strikeouts. I would love to have been here to see that.
I think that was Monegro's debut.
It
that
may have
series
been.
Where he had
that.
11 in his debut. He tied his career high with 11 again last night. That's crazy. And unfortunate that you guys ended up missing that. Here's Jair Casanova. First pitch swinging. He waves and misses on a high fastball. And it's nothing and one. New arm on the hill for the Red Sox. Nathaniel Cruz toes the rubber for Salem. And their military appreciation jerseys, the 0-1. Foul ball back into the netting, and it's nothing and two. He left that fastball right over the middle of the plate.
He did.
Casanova batting 203 on the year. Designated hitter tonight. In the seven hole, they'll go 7-8-9. Cruz kicks, deals, 0-2. This is off the bottom of the bat, and he'll stay alive at 0-2.
So you've been watching the progress all year. The game's been speeding up for you?
Yes.
Going faster?
Honestly, they go by so quick. Granted, I think part of that is at the beginning of the year, you're kind of getting into it, and now I could sit here and do nine innings like it's nothing. But, yeah, they exponentially get better. The 0-2 fouled back. You know, beginning of the year, we were going like 245. I think lately it's been more like 230. I mean, earlier today, the Miami Marlins game up in the MLB, they went nine innings, went 2 hours and 2 minutes. It's crazy.
Yeah. The opening we had in Stockton, which is the other low-A league or A-ball league up in the California league, I think our opener was 203.
0-2 is flown out of center field. Garcia makes the play, and there's one gone here in the top of the fifth.
He traveled a long way to go get that.
I have said it on the air earlier tonight. I'll continue to say it. Maybe second to Dylan Cruz just because he's such a rare baseball oddity, so special in so many ways. More of an offensive guy, but Cruz is definitely a good defensive player as well out in center field. Maybe second to him, but I think Justinson Garcia is probably the best defensive center fielder in the league. He just covers so much ground. He's so fast. First pitch to Jacob Godman, taken low and in on a fastball, 1-0. You know, it's crazy. I know you didn't see it, Mike, but unbelievable game last weekend in Fredericksburg between the Red Sox and the Frednats. Here's the 1-0 to Godman. Fastball finds the zone on the upper portion. Count now 1-1. And Red Sox led it 7-0 going into the bottom of the ninth. Game tying grand slam, couple of base hits, and the grand slam ties the game at 7. Here is the 1-1. It's clubbed out into center field. Garcia diving catch in center. He flashes the neon leather. Justinson Garcia continues to be one of the best defensive center fielders in the league.
Great catch.
He's unreal. But my point being is, so they hit the grand slam, then they get a hit, and a conversation taking place, a very, very brief one, is broken up. They get a hit, runner in scoring position, ball drops in front of Garcia. The guy rounds third to come home. Garcia throws the best throw I've seen all year from dead center field to the plate, gets the out at the plate to force extra innings. Red Sox hit a grand slam of their own in the top of the 10th and win it 11-7.
I saw that. I saw the highlights from that.
So it was a crazy game.
That catch was so good. Augusta's manager just came out to see if that was a trap or not, causing Travis and Trey to get together on that one, the two umpires. And it was a quick discussion. You're absolutely right.
Tyler Collins takes a fastball high and in for a ball. There's two gone, nobody on. Top of the fifth, Red Sox lead it 1-0. 1-0 to Collins. He laces one on the ground to the second baseman, Romero. Grabs it at the belly, tosses to first, and it ends the inning. Mike, stick around a little bit longer. Why not? This game's moving quick. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Red Sox lead it 1-0 in Salem. Hey, fans. The Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Yeah, I know Travis's family's listening back home, so I had to plug him a little bit if I can.
Home half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0, the Red Sox lead. We go to the bottom of five. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Mike Heller. with Strikes for Tykes, also former minor league umpire. So Mike is awesome to have in the booth. And Mike, I got to say, love having you up here too, because you're so good with like booth courtesy. I mean, you always just naturally pause when the pitch is coming to get the call in. I mean, like, the people listening get everything that they could possibly need, and you have so much insight as a former umpire as well, but they also don't miss a pitch. You're great. Best color commentator you could ask for.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'd ask you about the new rules, and the games are speeding up. We're seeing it. I worked the pitch clock in Sacramento as well as in Stockton out in California in two different leagues there, and we've been seeing the increase in games as well. But what's more interesting is, as you mentioned earlier, hits and errors. They're being a lot more courteous on the hits because everybody's sort of rushing things now.
John Frank Salazar grounds out to short on the first pitch he sees, and quickly there is one down here at the bottom of the fifth. It's a 1-0 Red Sox lead. Now, you're going to be back here tomorrow, Mike. Tell people what they can do to help you guys out with Strikes for Tykes. What can they do to give? What can they do to continue to give once you guys are gone as well?
Oh, that's great. We do have a website. It's strikesfortykes.org.
First pitch to Lionel James, skips up in the dirt. It's 1-0.
You can log on there and register. Just click on donate. Right now, Salem is really the only team that we're working with at the professional level, so it's very easy to do. Or you can reach out to one of us.
1-0, misses high and away. 2-0.
Directly, you can send us an email through the website, or you can reach our office at area code 510-545-3071. And once again, it is Strikes for Tykes.
2-0 pitch to James. He looks at a breaking ball on the inside corner. 2-1.
And you can click on whether you want to do a flat rate donation or if you want to go per strikeout. We can set it up either way. Or if you're in the ballpark.
2-1 misses downstairs. 3-1.
Both the customer service desk has pledge forms, and we have them as well when we're in town. So we're running it through the entire season. We always do. We come to town two or three times a season, and we try to time it up when Carilion.
3-1 is chopped, trickling foul down the left field line. 3-2.
We try to time it up when Carilion has their annual Employees Day here as well, because that's the charity that the Red Sox have picked.
Okay.
As they do not have their own foundation. So they've just picked something local, and it has been beneficial for all involved. We love working with Carilion. We love working with the Red Sox. It's just a great staff here, and it's always a family-friendly atmosphere. It's great to work with the children in the crowd and their parents, and just see the delight and the joy on the kids' faces when we hand them one of our giveaways. We've got squeezable stress balls down
okay. There,
eyeglasses, wipes, all sorts of things. So we have a lot of fun with it.
Awesome, awesome. That definitely warms my heart to hear. One gone, nobody on, the 3-2 to James. He swings, lifts it high into the air, out into deep left center field. It's down right in front of the warning track. Lionel James rounds first. He pumps the brakes at second, retreats back to the second base bag. A one-out stand-up double for Lionel James, and the Red Sox are in business here in the bottom of five. We'll take that.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, we were at last night's game, and towards the end, in the bottom of the ninth, the Red Sox got a little bit of a rally, but it was too little too late. They hit at the beginning of the inning what was scored as a triple, and we were watching Augusta. They threw to the wrong bag. We had a mental error out there last night, which you don't see much at the professional level, but
yes.
It was sort of fun to watch.
Here's Albert Feliz, Big Al, as we call him here in Salem, the first pitch. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball down and in. Nothing in one. And, Mike, I'll tell you, I know you haven't seen Big Al in BP in all likelihood, but this guy can absolutely crush a baseball. One of the only guys that's hitting it above 110 off the bat in the entire league. Runner on second, one gone, the 0-1. Misses high and away, the count 1-1. And Feliz can tattoo a baseball if you give him a fastball. Still trying to work on hitting that breaking ball.
So it's like Serrano from Major League.
Yes. I've never made that comp, but it's exactly like that. 1-1 to Feliz. High and away on a fastball. This time it's 2-1.
Is this the toughest ballpark to hit home runs in the Carolina League?
No doubt. That's why the Red Sox are at the bottom of the league in home runs.
Yeah,
they play half their games here.
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, that is a huge fence, and those are big league dimensions.
Yes. Yeah, 4-0-1 dead center, 325 at the poles. 2-1 pitch.
And That's got to be a 20-foot fence.
Throw back to second, and they didn't get him.
Boy, I thought they did get him.
That tag was up. That was a great call by Trey. That tag was up.
Okay. We got a former minor league umpire in the booth, so you can see it much better than I can see
it. I'm also probably going to side with the boys in blue when I can.
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking of which, they're actually wearing their blues tonight, which you don't see much unless it's an afternoon game.
Yeah. Red Sox avoid a scare. Lionel James stays at second. One gone, two balls and a strike, and we'll get a quick little mound visit here. Just Godman and Adam Shoemaker having a chat. Shoemaker still in this ball game now in his fifth inning of work. We saw their starting pitcher last night go six. He had eight strikeouts. Now, do you guys get any donation from the other team's strikeouts at all, or just when Salem has strikeouts?
Just when Salem has strikeouts, and we only do it for home games.
Gotcha.
We're talking amongst our board of directors whether we want to move it for all games or not, which is what we do at the grassroots level when we're working with colleges and high schools and community organizations. But at the pro level, we've only done home games, so we want to work on fan engagement as well.
3-1, swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball low in the zone, and it's 3-2. Give him a fastball here because, I mean, Albert Feliz, yeah, he's got five home runs, has so many that would have been more in many other ballparks. Huge payoff pitch coming. Shoemaker brings it home. Swing and a miss. He got him with a low curveball, and that's kind of the scouting report.
It's interesting how the Boston Red Sox organization works. Every single one of their ballparks in the minor league levels, except for this one, have some version of the Green Monster, but this has this 20-25-foot fence, and it's deep, so it's tough to get one over anyway.
It's crazy. Guys leave here, and then they just tee off up in Greenville with the drive, which is in high A. Bottom of the order, Roberto Mexicano. Two gone, runner on second, the pitch.
Interestingly enough, Portland, which is double A, has a monster.
Okay, yeah.
And I know they built one. They had one in Pawtucket when they were there, and they built one in Worcester for the AAA team, and obviously the real one in Fenway.
Yes. Nothing in one for Roberto Mexicano. Shoemaker deals. Misses high and away on a breaking ball. Yeah, Roman Anthony was here last time you were here in Salem. He has since been brought up to Greenville. Batting about 210 here, but his advanced metrics were absolutely unbelievable. Cracking at triple digits off the bat. So many balls that are home runs anywhere else, it showed. He's got 15 home runs in Greenville right now in like 2 months. The 1-1. Called a snow. Misses just downstairs, and the count now 2-1.
So going back to strikes or takes here a second, fans are also interested. We're also partnering with the Salem Boosters, the Red Sox Boosters. So when they're in the area and when they're at the games, you can ask one of them as well, and they'll direct you on where to get a sponsorship form or how to get onto our website. So we're doing a lot of work with the Booster Club. They've been phenomenal to work with as well. We were right beside them last night when they had their silent auction. Just great people. And once again, just another sign of this community coming together and supporting a great cause with Carilions, but through the Red Sox.
Awesome.
It's a phenomenal community team.
3-1, Mexicano fouls it away. It's full at 3-2 with two gone and a runner on second. 1-0, the Red Sox lead. Mike, where exactly on the concourse can everybody find you? Because a lot of people, you know, if they're like me and my grandpa, they like to put in an earbud and listen to the game while they're sitting here at the ballpark.
It's actually wherever the team puts us tonight. We're on the third base side right behind home plate.
Here's a ripper right up the middle. Gloved by Verdung, the second baseman, fires to first to end the inning. Keep going, though, Mike.
And we advertise well with it, so we've got a table with all of our stuff on it. Usually we're on the first base side, so we're right around the customer service guest area, right up on the concourse and looking down at the field.
Awesome. That's Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes. Mike, been a lot of fun. You want to stick around or you heading back
down? I'm going to head back down, right. But I appreciate it. We'll be up again tomorrow. And Giovanni, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Really good game tonight.
Absolutely. Anytime, you are always welcome up here in the booth. You know that. Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes. Go ahead and donate. Get there if you're on the concourse or check them out online. All right, we go to the top of the sixth. Red Sox with a 1-0 lead here in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more.
Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Once again, that was Mike Keller from Strikes for Tykes joining us here for a couple of innings. Be sure to go ahead and check them out and donate to an absolutely incredible cause. And here's an ovation for our salute to service here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, a special one tonight on Military Appreciation Night. Top of the sixth, 1-0 Red Sox lead. First pitch swinging. Cam McGee fouls it away. We go to the top of the order here in the top of the sixth. McGee hit by a pitch back in the third, struck out swinging his first time around. He faces Nathaniel Cruz for the first time tonight. 0-1 pitch. Here's a swing and a fly ball out to deep right field. It is tailing foul off the base of the wall in foul territory down the right field line. And it's nothing and two for Cam McGee. Definitely loud pop off the bat there. Just couldn't quite get enough of it. And he was early on it. And he's down 0-2. Nathaniel Cruz came into this game for Christian Nunez, who got the start for the Red Sox, was unbelievable in his debut here at the single-A level, dealt six strikeouts. Ready on lefty, the 0-2. Check swing, called strike three anyways. Breaking ball finds the zone. First strikeout for Nathaniel Cruz, and there's one gone here in the top of the sixth. Brings up E.J. Exposito, 0-for-2 today as well. Both flyouts, one to center field, one to left field. 1-2-3, top of the order for the Augusta Green Jackets. One down, nobody on. 1-0 Sox lead, the first pitch. Exposito crushes the ball, high into the air, out into center field. It's actually going to stay in the infield. Got way up there, and it's pinched by Luis Ravello, the shortstop, for out number two. Boy, off the bat, looked like it had a little bit of carry, and then the backspin just kind of kept it right in the infield. I mean, you knew it was going to be a flyout, but I did not think it was going to be a pop-out to the shortstop. Nevertheless, there's two gone here in the top of the sixth for Drew Compton. Former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket digs on in. First pitch to the lefty. Fastball high, it's 1-0. Nathaniel Cruz into the ball game for the Red Sox in his second inning of work, the Santo Domingo Dominican Republic native. Kicks and deals, 1-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, got him with a fastball high and tight. Cruz last time around, he pitched in game one of the series. Went two innings, gave up four hits, four runs, all of them earned. Two walks, three strikeouts. He winds and fires the 1-1 pitch. This is high and in with a fastball. It's 2-1 for a 300 hitting on the dot. Drew Compton advanced on an error back in the fourth. Struck out due to a pitch clock violation in the first. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball just outside of the zone. And the count now, three balls and a strike for Drew Compton. Swing and a ripper, foul down the right field line. Line drive yanked by Compton, got a hold of a fastball. Rarely do you see a guy go early on a fastball. That time he did. And it's full at 3-2. Nobody on, two gone, 1-0 Sox lead here in the top of the sixth. Massive payoff pitch coming in this slim Red Sox lead. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He blew a fastball right by him. Second strikeout of the inning for Nathaniel Cruz. It's number 8 on the night for the Red Sox as a staff. We go to the home half of the sixth. The Red Sox lead it 1-0. Back at a jiff here in Salem.
One, two,
every year for the 51st home game of the season. Extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the order for the Red Sox here in the home half of the sixth. They hold a 1-0 lead over the Augusta Green Jackets. Giovanni Heater with you all weekend long. Thanks so much for choosing to spend your Saturday night with us. 1-0 Red Sox lead, both teams each with only one hit. First pitch to Albertson Asihen, and it's called a strike. Check swing, didn't matter. 90 on a fastball on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Adam Shoemaker was unreal in this ball game. Asihen floats one down the right field line for a base hit on the 0-1 pitch. Asihen rounds first. He's chugging for second. Grady chucks it to second well in time, and they got him. The tag was there as well. Alberts and Asihen thrown out at second, getting too greedy after a base hit. So instead of having a runner on, there's one gone for Mikey Romero. Struck out and grounded out so far tonight. Really good throw by Chase Grady out in right field, the 11th round draft pick out of Dallas Baptist. And here's Mikey Romero, ready on lefty, the first pitch. He swings, rips it on the ground over to Verdung, the second baseman. Grabs it at the belly, tosses to first in time. There's two away. Second ground out of the night for an 0-3, Mikey Romero. Brings up Justin Garcia. A strikeout and a ground out for him today. Garcia digs in the right-handed batter's box, decked out in that military appreciation jersey. First pitch to Garcia. He looks at a called strike. Fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Looks at a slider down and away, and the count now evens up at 1-1. Nolan Martinez, the new arm on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets, comes in for Adam Shoemaker. Here's the 1-1. Down and away on a breaking ball. 2-1 for Justin Garcia. Martinez, right-handed pitcher out of Culver City, California. Brought over by the Yankees. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Played with the FCL Yankees in 2021 and 2022, and the Atlanta Braves acquired him in a trade. And Justin Garcia steps out, calls time, adjusts his batting gloves. Beautiful night here in Salem. Looked like maybe the rain could scare us a little bit, and now the clouds have opened up. Sun is shining and setting out in right field. 2-2. Here's a chopper right to the first baseman. Gloved by Compton. He'll step on the first base bag himself. It's the second ground out of the inning, and the Red Sox are sat down 1-2-3 despite an Albertson Asihen leadoff base hit where he was thrown out trying to take second. 1-0 the Red Sox lead. We go to the top of the seventh. Back after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team.
Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Still Nathaniel Cruz on the hill for the Red Sox as we go to the top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0, the Red Sox lead it over the Augusta Green Jackets, and not necessarily the pitcher's duel from last night as far as crazy strikeouts and no hitter going into the seventh inning and all of that. Nevertheless, just two hits for the Red Sox, one hit for Augusta, and a 1-0 Red Sox lead. 4-5-6 due up for the Green Jackets. Will Verdun, 0-2 on the day. He steps in, facing Nathaniel Cruz for the first time tonight. Cruz has sat him down 1-2-3 each time he's been up. First pitch misses high and away on a fastball, and it's 1-0. Cruz has dealt two strikeouts, complementing Christian Nunez's six in his start for eight as a staff. The 1-0. Misses high and in on a fastball. Two balls, no strikes for Will Verdun. And Nathaniel Cruz has yet to give up a base runner for the Red Sox. Slight wind gusts out into left field. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider. It's 2-1. On deck, Pio Boucher and Jace Grady after that for the Augusta Green Jackets. 2-1 to Verdun. Looks at a breaking ball downstairs and is ahead, 3-1. How about the MLB Top 100 prospects that came out just a couple of days ago? Really, really cool stuff there. The 3-1 rather, misses inside, and it's a five-pitch walk for Will Verdun. Leadoff base runner here in the top of the seventh for the Green Jackets. It's their first base runner since the fourth inning. Here's P.O. Boucher, 0-2 today with a strikeout and a ground out. The lefty digs in. He'll face the right-handed Nathaniel Cruz. First pitch to Boucher on the way. Takes a breaking ball down and in, and the count now 1-0. So the top 100, of course, Jackson Holliday at the top. Jackson Chirillo at number two. No surprise there with those two. Some thought maybe Dylan Cruz had a chance at two. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This is down and away. 2-0. Paul Skeens is third right-handed pitcher for the Pirates. He was just elevated earlier today. Could be in the majors really in no time. Probably could start there next year. Possibly. 2-0 to Boucher. Downstairs, it skips away from Roberto Mexicano, and taking off for second is Verdun. Free base on a wild pitch for Wilbert Verdun and the Augusta Green Jackets, and they have a runner in scoring position, trailing 1-0 against the Red Sox here with nobody out in the top of the seventh, and a 3-0 count for P.O. Boucher. Dylan Cruz is fourth in the prospect rankings. Again, no surprise there to see him in the top five. 3-0 pitch on the way. Boucher looks at ball four downstairs. Fastball out of the zone. A four-pitch walk after a five-pitch walk. And first and second is occupied now for the Augusta Green Jackets. And a mound visit taking place as Jason Blanton comes out. Nathaniel Cruz was strong in his first two innings worked. I mean, sat him down 1-2-3. First six batters that he faced were retired. And now, not necessarily the wheels falling off, but two walks in a row, especially with one of them being on five pitches, the other being on just four. Not necessarily the same as his first two innings, needless to say. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer comes in to break up the party and send us back to baseball. Military appreciation night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Place is packed. A lot of veterans in attendance tonight. They were invited to join us, and they've delivered. Place is juiced. Back to baseball we go with the lefty Jace Grady in. Runners on first and second. First pitch is on the way. Grady pulls back a check swing on a pitch missing low and away. And the count now 1-0. Five balls in a row for Nathaniel Cruz. Matter of fact, that's actually six in a row. Walked the guy before that. 1-0 on the way. Outside. Fastball misses the zone. 2-0. On deck, Jair Casanova. A walk here would load the bases for the Green Jackets here in the top of the seventh. Cruz comes home with the 2-0. Downstairs, 3-0. I'm not sure what changed. It was so good in his first two innings. Now all of a sudden can't quite locate a strike. 3-0 to Boucher. Down and away, and it's a walk. And pardon me, Jace Grady works the walk. He does it on four pitches, back-to-back four-pitch walks. And the bases are loaded, and here's Liam Carroll. This will be the day for Nathaniel Cruz. So a call to the bullpen coming up for the Red Sox. Bases loaded for Augusta here in the top of the seventh. Red Sox clinging on to a 1-0 lead. Still nobody out. Bases juice. We'll take a short break here in Salem, and we'll get the details on the new arm on the hill for the Red Sox when we return.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Caleb Bolden is the new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. He comes in for Nathaniel Cruz, who was the first arm out of the pen in relief for Christian Nunez in his single-A debut. Now the Red Sox will throw Caleb Bolden. Maybe an opportunity, maybe, to finish out this game. In all likelihood, they put somebody in for the ninth. Nevertheless, Caleb Bolden, the most he's ever thrown at the single-A level, was 3 1/3. Most he's ever thrown at the collegiate level was 4 2/3. But typically a two-inning type of a guy here. There's nobody out with the bases loaded in the top of the seventh for Jair Casanova. Seven-hole hitter for the Green Jackets. One swing can change the whole game. First pitch, he swings and misses on a breaking ball downstairs. And the count now 0-1. Casanova, a fly out and a strikeout today. He's 0-2. Everybody that's on was aboard via a walk from Nathaniel Cruz. Bolden deals, 0-1. Downstairs, this is blocked by Mexicano. Good job to keep it in front of him. On a pitch in the dirt, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Caleb Bolden, the native of Texarkana, Texas. Played his college ball at Arkansas before spending one season at TCU with the Horned Frogs. He kicks, deals the 1-1. just downstairs on a breaking ball. The count now 2-1. Not blow it by you speed. Much more of an off-speed, deceiving type of a pitcher. Picked in the 7th round of the 2022 MLB draft a year ago out of TCU. 2-1. Downstairs again, below the knees. This time it was a fastball. And it's 3 balls and a strike. A walk would bring in a run to tie the game. Tying run is on 3rd. 1-0, Red Sox lead it. Nobody out, bases loaded. What a jam to put Caleb Bolden in a ball game for. 3-1 offering. Downstairs, below the knees on a fastball again. It walks in the tying run. As a staff, that's 4 walks in a row for the Red Sox here in the 7th. Verdun comes in to score, and the bases are reloaded for the 8-hole hitting Jacob Godman. So Boucher to 3rd, Grady to 2nd, Casanova at 1st. Nobody out, bases loaded. We're tied at 1 here in the top of 7. First pitch to Godman. Skips away from Mexicano. He barehands it. Nobody moves. Just about 15 feet to the right of home plate. And the count is 1-0 on a breaking ball in the dirt. Bolden last outing was against this team, the Augusta Green Jackets, game 2 of the series on Wednesday. Went 2 innings. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts in those 2 innings. Didn't give up a hit or a run. He brings home the 1-0 pitch. Check swing, pitch misses high and away on a fastball. It's 2-0, and that was half in, half out of the zone. A lot of the home crowd wanted to see it. Trackman data tells us it was about half in, half out. And then the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer, did not call it a strike. So it's 2-0 for Jacob Godman. 0-for-2 today, the 2-0. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball. That was down and away in the zone, and the count now 2-1. Great location on a fastball by Caleb Bolden. Godman tonight, a line out to center. That was that diving catch by Jostinson Garcia. And a fly out to left field. He has gotten a hold of 2 baseballs and really been robbed of hits on both. 2-1. Here's a swing and a line drive up the middle. Coming in to score a run is Boucher. Throw in from Garcia, gets home. So that's an incredible play by Garcia. I can't believe that only scored 1 run. Grady stopped at 3rd. Casanova to 2nd. RBI single for Jacob Godman. It is 2-1. Augusta takes a 1-run lead. I cannot believe that didn't bring in more than 1 run, to be honest with you. That just goes to show how talented Jostinson Garcia is. 9-hole hitting Tyler Collins digs in the left-handed batter's box. Bases reloaded once again. Still nobody out. 2-1. Augusta leads. They've scored 2 here in the top of 7. First pitch to Collins. Breaking ball finds the zone. The count is 0-1. 4 walks and a hit so far this inning. Bolden deals, 0-1. Here's a swing and a line drive right back up the middle. Coming in to score is Jace Grady. Pumping the brakes at 3rd and retreating back to the bag is Casanova. It's 3-1, Augusta leads. Again, Jostinson Garcia throws it all the way back to the plate to avoid another run scoring. But it's just rinse and repeat here for the Augusta Green Jackets. They've scored 3. Now back-to-back RBI singles for the Jackets. And we go back to the top of the order with Cam McGee. On 3rd, it's Casanova. Godman at 2nd. Collins on 1st. Here's the left-handed Cam McGee out of Washington State. First pitch. Called a strike. On the inside corner, a fastball paints it. And it's 0-1. Really tough way to let this game just kind of slip here in the top of the 7th. 3 runs in the inning for Augusta. A 1 pitch on the way. Downstairs and away on a fastball just out of the zone. About a half a ball out. 1-1. You know what was really, really cool was 2 nights ago here in Salem, not last night, but the night before, on Thursday night, here's the 1-1 to McGee. He flies a ball out in a shallow center field. Garcia chasing in, sliding catch, throws it back to the plate, nobody moves. Justinson Garcia having the game of his year so far. And it avoids anybody tagging up. You don't run on Garcia, and you can't even hit on him today. One gone, bases loaded for EJ Exposito. Unbelievable. First pitch to Exposito. Downstairs, 1-0. Garcia, a guy that was, in some people's eyes, almost robbed of being one of the more talked about prospects. Did not crack the top 100, which isn't a shock, but didn't crack the top 30 in the Red Sox organization. 1-0. Downstairs. Count now 2-0 for EJ Exposito. Bases juiced. 3-1 lead for the Green Jackets. All three runs coming here in the top of the seventh. But like I was saying, what was really, really cool on Thursday night, the Red Sox for the first time this year. Here's the 2-0. Downstairs 3-0 on a fastball. They had an all-Latin lineup for the first time this year. All Latin American players. Everybody that came into the game, there was a substitution. Obviously, some guys out of the bullpen. Everybody was Latin American. 3-0 pitch. Cranked right in his own leg. Count now 3-1 for Exposito. Just got a piece of a fastball. I just found that so, so cool. Matter of fact, everybody in the lineup tonight is Latin American besides Mikey Romero, who has Hispanic descent in his family. 3-1 pitch. High and away on a fastball. Walks in a run. 4-1 Green Jackets lead. Bases reloaded here for Drew Compton. All of a sudden, the wheels falling off of the Sox. They can't seem to throw a strike. So coming into score, Jair Casanova. To third is Godman. To second is Collins. To first is Exposito. Here's the left-handed Drew Compton out of Georgia Tech. First pitch. He swings, lifts it foul down the left field line. Nothing and one. Besides this seventh inning, the Red Sox pitching has been really, really good. Really good. Red Sox, before this inning, had given up just one hit. A one pitch. He swings, laces it out into deep center field. Running back, Garcia makes a catch on the run 2 feet in front of the warning track. Throws it in. It is deep enough to score a run. Godman comes in. It's a sacrifice fly by Drew Compton for the second out of the inning. And it is 5-1 Augusta. Game slips away quick. Collins to third. Now there's runners on the corners as Exposito stayed where he was. Here's Will Verdung up for the second time this inning. Walked the first time around. It was a leadoff walk. Ended up scoring. Righty on righty. Runners on the corners. Two gone the pitch. Downstairs and away on a slider. 1-0. Will Verdung so far tonight, struck out looking, grounded out, walked, still hitless. 3 hits and 5 runs for the Green Jackets tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Fouls it back, 1-1. Crowd still into it here in Salem. Bolden kicks, he deals, 1-1. Swing and a chopper right back up the middle. Gloved by Romero, the second baseman. He fires to first in time. And finally, it ends the inning. 5-run top of the seventh for the Green Jackets. They lead it 5-1. We go to the home half of the seventh back after this in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. That was a beautiful rendition of God Bless America here on Military Appreciation Night at the ballpark. We've stretched, we're back in our seats, and we're ready for some more Red Sox baseball. Well, a tough top of the seventh inning, folks. Five runs score for the Augusta Green Jackets. They have a 5-1 lead over the Salem Red Sox. And Alexis Hernandez ready to lead us off here in the bottom of seven. First pitch misses downstairs and away on a breaking ball. And the count now 1-0. Alexis Hernandez walked in the second. He ended up scoring. Hit by a pitch in the fourth. 0-0, the 1-0. Called a strike on the inside corner. Slider rips into the zone. And the count now 1-1 for a .254 hitting Alexis Hernandez. Had a really strong start to this week, the 1-1. He fouls one back, and the count now 1-2. Like we talked about, didn't really play last night for the Red Sox. I shouldn't say really. He did not play for the Red Sox last night. Back in the lineup tonight is Alexis. Here's the 1-2. He swings, lifts one high out into right center field. Grady has a read on it, and he makes the pinch for out number one. Well, Alexis coming into tonight was 6-15 in the series thus far. Now drops to 6 for 16. Brings up Luis Ravello, the switch-hitting shortstop, now facing a right-handed pitcher in Nolan Martinez for the first time tonight. He now bats lefty and looks at a fastball high and away. The count is 1-0. Ravello 0 for 2 today. Both at-bats were as a righty. Grounded out and flew out. Batter as a lefty, the 1-0. He swings, laces one out of right field. It hops in front of Grady for a base hit. There he is. Luis Ravello just had to switch it up. Back to batting lefty. Rips one out into right field. And the Red Sox have a one-out base runner on first here in the bottom of the seventh. Every walk of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, right? Can the Red Sox generate some offense and claw their way back into this ball game here down 5-1? Luis Ravello on first is a good way to start. Gianfranc Salazar swings and misses at a slider out of the zone, and the count is nothing and one. Salazar was so good in the back half of the week against Fredericksburg last week. So far in this series, just one hit. 1 for 11 coming into today. 0 for 2 today. He's now 1 for 13. 0-1, he rips it right on the ground up the middle. This is gloved by Verdung. He jumps and throws it to first in time. So they get Salazar. Ravello is safe at second. No opportunity for a double play, but there are two gone. It moves the runner into scoring position for the Red Sox. Here's Lionel James, a double back in the fifth tonight. He's 1 for 2. On deck, Big Al, Albert Feliz with a pair of strikeouts this evening. Martinez glances to second, deals the first pitch, and it misses high and away on a slider. 1-0 for Lionel. Three homers on the season for James. This could be huge. Leads the team in RBIs with 39. 1-0 to James. Check swing. Throw back down to second. Nearly gets away. Ravello's in there safely. Ball and a strike now on a called strike for Lionel James. Runner on second, two gone. The 1-1 pitch. He takes it for a strike. 92 on a fastball. That was half in, half out. Travis Brewer called it a strike. And it's 1-2. One-two pitch. He swings, rips it into right field for a base hit. Ravello rounds third, charges home. Grady does not throw to the plate. And the Red Sox score a run. RBI single from Lionel James. It's 5-2. Massive for the Red Sox. Two out, timely hitting for Lionel James. His second knock of the night. Brings up Albert Feliz. Two strikeouts on the night for Big Al. Has yet to face Martinez. First pitch, he rips it on the ground. It's deflected away off the mitt of the shortstop, McGee. Big Al's at first. If I'm ruling it, it's probably an error. But the way they side on hits lately this year, I would not be shocked if they rule that an infield single, and it looks like it's an error. And I agree. I mean, it was in and out of the mitt of McGee. So runners on first and second for the Red Sox with Roberto Mexicano. A quietly dangerous bat for the Red Sox. Two hits in the inning for the Sox. Trailing it 5-2. Here's Mexicano, bottom of the order for Salem. He digs on in with a twirl. A couple of windmills of the bat. He rests it on his right shoulder. Now it's back up into the air. First and second, two gone. First pitch to Mexicano. Check swing, pitch misses down and away. An appeal. Field umpire William Ward said he didn't go. It's 1-0. Roberto Mexicano, one of the only guys left from the beginning of the season. Five homers, the 1-0. Wave and a miss. He was looking for a homer there on a slider right over the middle of the zone, and it's 1-1. 4 for 7 going into today is Roberto Mexicano in the series. He's 0 for 2 today. 1-1 to Mexicano. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball again. That was low in the zone, and it's 1-2. Roberto with two doubles in the series. Three runs batted in. Batting 571 coming into today against Augusta. Now, 1-2 to Mexicano. He swings, cranks it down the left field line. This is gloved by the third baseman, Exposito. They get the force at second to end the inning. Red Sox do grab one back into this thing. It's 5-2, Augusta leads. We go to the top of the eighth after this in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-2, the Augusta Green Jackets lead it over the Salem Red Sox, and a new pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox, Johnny Felix. Out of the bullpen, he's the third arm out of the bullpen tonight for Salem. He is pitcher number four to toe the rubber in these military appreciation jerseys being auctioned off after the ball game later tonight. If you're listening and you're chilling on the concourse, it's a silent auction. You can go ahead and put in your bid right now on the concourse around the behind home plate area. 4-5-6 due up for the Green Jackets as P.O. Boucher heads in. And it looks like we have a foreign object out in straightaway center field in front of the Kroger advertisement. Jostinson Garcia picks it up, puts it in his pocket. So whatever it is, I don't think that it was his, but he says, I'll just not worry about this until after the inning. Bring it back into the dugout, apparently. And we'll go play some baseball. 5-2, Augusta leads. Red Sox grabbed one in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch, Boucher cranks it foul down the left field line into the seats. Nothing and one. Five runs in the top of the seventh for Augusta. One for Salem. Six combined between the two teams. 0-1 on the way. Misses downstairs on a fastball. The count now 1-1. Johnny Felix with such a high leg kick in his wind. He can also sidestep, though, the 1-1. Swing and a chopper foul that deflects off of Boucher, and he's down 1-2. Yeah, Felix does like a sidestep when there's runners aboard, and particularly when there's runners in scoring position, but he does this very high leg kick, almost kicks his own face, the 1-2. Misses high and in on a fastball. 2-2, and you know, people grunting is the right call. It was out of the zone, according to our TrackMan data. Felix winds and fires, 2-2. Down and in, 3-2. Fastball out of the zone for Johnny Felix, a San Francisco de Macorís native out of the Dominican Republic. Undrafted free agent in July 2021. Played his college ball as he pitches a full count walk. Misses down and in. And a full count walk to lead things off here by P.O. Boucher. Two, So a runner on first for the Green Jackets brings up Jace Grady. 0-for-2 with a walk today. He scored in the seventh. Part of that walk party, there were four walks in a row, followed by back-to-back base hits. First pitch misses high and away on a fastball. The count 1-0. Felix played his college ball at Western Oklahoma State Junior College, was planning to go to Oklahoma State, instead decided to sign with the Red Sox. 1-0 to Grady. He cranks it out into right field. It drops in front of Ossie Henn for a base hit. Throw in is cut off by Luis Ravello, the shortstop, and it just moves the runner one. Runners on first and second with nobody out here in the top of the eighth for the Green Jackets. Felix originally drafted by the Miami Marlins in the 21st round of the 2019 MLB draft. This was before he decided to go play JUCO ball at Western Oklahoma State. Here's Jair Casanova, first and second, the first pitch. Misses inside on a breaking ball, 1-0, and Felix did not do his sidestep this time. He did go with the big leg kick with a runner in scoring position. He deals 1-0. High and away on a breaking ball. Luckily, Mexicano was able to leap and avoid a wild pitch. It's 2-0. Two -0 pitch on the way. Fouled back, 2-1. Johnny Felix in his last outing, it was on August 8th here against the Augusta Green Jackets. So the top of the series on Tuesday. Went two innings, gave up three hits, two runs, one strikeout, didn't walk anybody. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball high in the zone. Evens up the count at 2-2. Felix was really good in his relief appearance against Fredericksburg. Only went 1 2/3, a strikeout, but really, really good. 2-2. Ring him up, strike three. Fastball at the knees. Got him looking. Froze him completely. First out here in the eighth. First strikeout for Johnny Felix, another one on the tally for strikes for Tykes. We had Mike Heller on the air earlier tonight. Thanks so much to him. We'll have him on the air once again tomorrow. Here's Jacob Godman, the eight-hole hitter. RBI single back in the seventh to really rip the game open. First pitch. This is down. Blocked by Mexicano. Trickles behind him, and he scoops it up before anybody can move. One gone. Runners on first and second for the Green Jackets. The Boston Red Sox earlier today, they fell 6-2, the final score. A rare, strugglesome day for Breon Bello in Boston. 1-0 to Godman, runners go. Pitch misses down and away, throw to third, not in time. Stolen base for Jace Grady and P.O. Boucher. So Boucher moves to third, Grady over to second. And Godman facing a 2-0 count. Two runners in scoring position now for the Green Jackets looking for insurance. They lead it 5-2 here in the top of the eighth. Felix deals 2-0. Fouled back, 2-1. Fastball, Godman got a piece of it. Godman 1-for-3, a line-out and a fly-out, has had a handful of well-hit balls. Finally, it came around on an RBI single in the seventh, 2-1. This is down and in, 3-1, and the Red Sox continue to struggle to throw strikes. A leadoff walk by Boucher, he's now at third. Three-one pitch. Swinging a chopper foul down the left field line. Full count for Godman. Godman batting eighth. Tyler Collins, the nine-hole hitter, is on deck. Then back to the top of the order with Cam McGee. And somebody running from the dugout out to the Red Sox bullpen area, and he's just retrieving that foul ball, and now he's into the bullpen. I think that's Yordani Monegro, who had the start last night. He's in a hoodie, so he just gets a rest tonight. Runners on second and third. One gone, 5-2 Augusta leads. The payoff pitch to Godman. He fouls it back. Stays alive at 3-2. Yeah, earlier today, 6-2, the Detroit Tigers took down the Boston Red Sox. Doogie struggled, went 0-5. Masataka Yoshida 1-4. Justin Turner did go 2-4. Rafi Devers went 2-3. Casas with a hit, 1-4. The 3-2. Swinging a fly ball high into shallow center field. Garcia chasing in, and it drops right in front of him. Luis Ravello scoops it up. Throw home is off target, and it gets away from Roberto Mexicano. So he missed the catch out in shallow left center field. And on top of it, a run scores. Maybe he did catch that ball. I'm taking a look at this replay. Looked like Josh Stinson was going to get there. Ravello did catch it. Ravello with a basket catch right in front of Garcia. So it is a sacrifice fly, an unconventional sacrifice fly for Godman. A sack fly to the shortstop. When does that ever happen? Tagging up to score was Boucher. Other runner moved over to third. So Grady's on third. It is now 6-2. In the top of the eighth, first pitch to Collins. Misses high and away. On a slider, 1-0. Again, apologies for the confusion. Just thought for sure it dropped in front of Ravello as him and Garcia kind of collided out in left center. 1-0 to Collins. This is outside on a fastball. 2-0, and you know that one was kind of missed. That was in the zone. Travis Brewer missed one. Two balls, no strikes for Collins. He has two hits today, a double and a single with an RBI. 2-0. Misses inside, 3-0. Fastball out of the zone. 2-3 is Tyler Collins. He's been the best bat for the Augusta Green Jackets and such a utility to have in the nine hole. A guy that can have a multi-hit day. Felix kicks and deals the 3-0. Called a strike. Fastball at the knees, 3-1. Crowd kind of fizzling out as far as their activity goes, but still a lot of people in their seats tonight. 3-1. Misses inside. Ball 4. 5-pitch walk worked by Collins. Runners on the corners. 6-2 lead for the Green Jackets. And here comes Jason Bland to have a conversation with Johnny Felix. And at this point, you're just kind of, I mean, you're almost running out of arms. The bullpen is already slim for the Red Sox right now, as you have multiple guys throwing today for the second time in the series. Bolden threw earlier this series. Cruz threw earlier this series. Not Nunez in his start. This was his debut. Johnny Felix threw earlier this series on Tuesday. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer breaks up the party. That was something we hadn't seen a ton this year, where guys had thrown earlier in the series then threw again. I mean, you saw it sometimes, especially with the closer, Jonathan Brand, Bolden a couple times, but a lot of guys, you just kind of once a week. Bullpen was so thick at the beginning of the year, and it just kind of fizzled out with a lot of the talent being pulled up. So a new batter in at the top of the order with Cam McGee. He digs in the left-handed batter's box. Runners on the corners, two gone, 6-2 Augusta leads. First pitch on the way. Down in the dirt with a fastball, 1-0. And the struggles to locate pitches continues for the Red Sox. One-oh, runner goes from first, misses inside, throw down to second. They got him! Roberto Mexicano with a cannon from behind home plate, and it ends the inning. Tyler Collins caught stealing. Augusta grabs one in the top of the eighth. It's time for Sweet Caroline here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's 6-2. The Red Sox trailing, head into the home half of the eighth after this in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Some sweet Caroline here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as we head to the home half of the eighth. A tradition unlike any other up at Fenway Park that we have adopted here in Salem. We also play Dirty Water, anthem of the Boston Red Sox after every win down here in Salem as well. Top of the order for the Red Sox, Albertson Asihen digs in. Much in need of an offensive explosion. First pitch, here's a good start. He cranks it on the ground. It gets up and over the glove of McGee, the shortstop, under the glove of Exposito, the third baseman. And it's a single for Albertson Asihen. Neither one of them touched it, so I don't know how you could necessarily rule it an error. Just a tough play. They might rule it an error, but I believe it's a hit. And again, a good way to start. Runner on first, and it is a hit for the Red Sox. Their fifth of the night. They now out-hit the Green Jackets 5-4. Trailing by 4 runs, though, it's 6-2. First pitch to Romero. He swings, laces it up the middle. Double play ball. McGee scoops, steps on second, fires to first in time. Double play. And honestly, probably should have been 2 outs anyways, as McGee or Exposito should have made that play before. That was an infield single for Asihen. So 4-6-3, double play, and there's two gone just like that in the bottom of the eighth. Brings up Justinson Garcia. First pitch. He chops it. Charging ahead, third baseman Exposito. Bare hands, and he can't make a play. So an infield single for Justinson Garcia. Almost kind of a swinging bunt, really. Two out, base runner for the Sox for Alexis Hernandez, and they're swinging early. Here's the righty, Alexis Hernandez. Walked, hit by a pitch today, also flew out. First pitch, he cranks it foul the opposite way down the right field line. Into the seats, nothing and one. Alexis was the hero earlier this week. A walk-off base hit in the left field to score Cutter Coffee on Tuesday. 0-1. Down and in on a fastball. 1-1. Runner on first, two gone, the 1-1 pitch. He swings, rips it into right field for a base hit. Garcia rounds second, and it gets away from the right fielder, Grady. Now Garcia rounds third. He's heading home. The throw is cut off. The Red Sox score, and Alexis Hernandez is on third. 6-3, the lead cut in half here in the bottom of the eighth. Grady let it get away. It is a base hit for Alexis Hernandez. I don't know how, though. There's not another error due to the mishap out in right field. So Garcia scores. Hernandez to third. It's 6-3, Augusta leads. Here's Luis Ravello. Huge two-out run for the Red Sox there. First pitch. Taken down and away. Tips off the glove of Godman. He recovers 1-0. Luis Ravello just feels due for a home run. This would be a fantastic spot to crush a baseball if you're Luis Ravello. 1-0. He swings, slices it down the right field line. It is gloved by Compton on a tough hopper, and he steps on the first base bag to end the inning. Red Sox get one in the bottom of the eighth. It's 6-3. Augusta leads. We go to the top of the ninth, back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Jam-packed house on Military Appreciation Night. We go to the top of the ninth, and the Red Sox trail it 6-3. All of a sudden, a poor offensive team scored a burst of runs. 5 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth to take a 6-3 lead. Augusta strikes out more than any other team in the Carolina League, but when you walk them, it definitely doesn't help your case very much. The Red Sox have done just that so far tonight. A lot of walks have played the Red Sox. Cam McGee digs in the left-handed batter's box to get us going. At the top of the order, first pitch, he swings, lifts a ball high into the air, out into deep left field. It tails foul by about 8 feet down the line off the wall and left. A loud 0-1 for Cam McGee. McGee was up last inning. Was facing a 2-0 count, and then Tyler Collins was caught stealing to end the inning. So he's seen Johnny Felix once for a moment. He has struck out twice tonight, flown out, and been hit by a pitch. 0-3 in total. 0-1 to McGee on the way. Pauses, and he takes a pitch downstairs and in. The count evens up at a ball and a strike. Red Sox have been walked once. 1-1 misses downstairs. Count now 2-1. The Red Sox have walked the Green Jackets. Total of twice before Felix was here. Here's the 2-1. Three balls and a strike out of pitch missing inside. Trying to get an audio issue figured out here. Just a moment. 3-1 to McGee. Misses downstairs, ball four. It's a 5-pitch walk. And another walk for the Red Sox. So the Red Sox have been walked just once. They have now walked the Green Jackets 8 times. It has led to a 6-3 Green Jacket lead. Brings up E.J. Exposito. A walk tonight. He's flown out and popped out as well. First pitch on the way. He swings, crushes a ball to deep left field. Sayonara! That was gone off the bat. A two-run shot for E.J. Exposito. It is 8-3, Augusta leads. That didn't have a chance. 1-0-3 off the bat. Drilled it over the left field wall. And this game has gotten away in a hurry. Two-run shot for E.J. Exposito. Got a fastball and crushed it. Here's Drew Compton. Bases empty, nobody out. First pitch, he fouls it back. A fastball high in the zone, nothing in one. And all of a sudden, the seats are emptying here in Salem. Drew Compton today, 0 for 4. Pair of strikeouts, did have a sac fly. He rips one on the ground down the right field line. It's gloved by Lionel James. He takes it himself. And there's one out. Brings up Wilbur Dung, a guy who hit twice in the seventh inning as the Green Jackets batted around en route to a 5-run onslaught in the seventh. Relief pitching really is what lost the Red Sox this game. They trail it 8-3 with one gone here in the top of the ninth. Tonight, Military Appreciation Night, and something really, really cool in section 202 behind home plate. Here's the first pitch. Verdung looks at a ball downstairs on a breaking ball, 1-0. A designated seat for prisoners of war and those who are missing in action. Right behind home plate as the 1-0 is called a strike on the inside corner. 1-1. And it is roped off. And it gets acknowledgement every ball game here in Salem, the 1-1. Off the bottom of the bat, 1-2. Something that I love that they do every day. And it has a placard right with the seat. Has the Prisoners of War Missing in Action emblem. Says, you are not forgotten. And on a night like tonight, Military Appreciation is so much more prominent. As the 1-2 misses high and in on a fastball, 2-2. It reads with the placard, since World War I, more than 92,000 American soldiers are unaccounted for. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider out of the zone. Second strikeout for Johnny Felix. Two gone here in the top of the ninth. It reads, since World War I, more than 92,000 American soldiers are unaccounted for. This unoccupied seat is dedicated to the memory of those brave men and women and the sacrifices each made in serving this country. God bless you. God bless America. Here's the first pitch to P.O. Boucher. Misses outside on a slider, 1-0, and Travis Brewer missed that one. That was in the zone. And it reads at the bottom, presented to Salem Memorial Ballpark by Rolling Thunder of Virginia, Chapter 4. The 1-0, swing and a miss. He got him with a slider high and in, 1-1. Just really, really special. They have a seat like that dedicated to something that means so much. The 1-1, swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball at the chin, 1-2. Red Sox going to have their work cut out for them here. Felix trying to make sure there's no more insult to injury, though. It's already 8-3 Augusta lead. Two-run moonshot for insurance earlier this inning. 1-2. Here's a swing and a broken bat squibbed into the air. The third baseman, Jean-Frank Salazar, makes the catch. And that ends the top of the ninth. Again, the Red Sox with their work cut out for them. They trail by 5. 8-3. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Two-run homer off of E.J. Exposito. Blew the game open. Red Sox down to their final three outs after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 8-3, the Augusta Green Jackets lead the Red Sox with their work cut out for them, down to their final three outs. Red Sox ready to go 6-7-8 in the batting order. John Frank Salazar, Leonel James, Albert Feliz, and Leonel James with a two-hit night, but Big L and Salazar have been a soft spot in the lineup for the Red Sox this evening. Can they change that here? John Frank, the native of Barcelona, Venezuela, digs in. New pitcher on the hill for the Green Jackets as well, as Nolan Martinez is out. He was the second arm that threw tonight for Augusta. Brushing home plate off is Travis Brewer. Wants to make sure everything's A-OK and ready to go. And we're ready for baseball here in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch, swinging and following it away is Salazar. Oh, out into the parking lot down the right field line. And it's nothing and one. Hit would be huge here for the Red Sox, down five. The 0-1 fouled back, nothing and two. New pitcher on the hill is Ellison Joseph, the San Pedro de Macorís Dominican Republic native from the same hometown as so many baseball greats, a baseball hotspot. Fernando Tatis Jr. from there, the 0-2. Check swing, pitch misses downstairs, an appeal, and field umpire Will Ward said he didn't go. It's 1-2. Fernando Tatis Jr. from there. Many others as well. Vladdy Guerrero Jr., the 0-2. Down and away on a slider. Two balls and two strikes now for John Frank Salazar. Joseph pitched earlier in this series. 2-2, misses high and away. It's 3-2. Pitched against the Red Sox on Tuesday night of the series, so this is the first repeat arm we are seeing for Augusta now. Red Sox have had plenty. Payoff pitch to Salazar. Swing and a miss on a slider way low and out of the zone. You just can't swing at that. There's one gone here in the bottom of the ninth. So Joseph picks up his first strikeout of the series, brings up Leonel James with two hits today, a double in the fifth, a single for an RBI in the seventh. First pitch to James. Misses high on a fastball, 98. Joseph with some incredible velocity. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Check swing. Pitch misses down. And he goes anyways, though, says home plate umpire Travis Brewer. It's evened up at 1-1. Here's a base hit out in the right field on a 1-1 pitch. Leonel James aboard at first. One gone here in the bottom of the ninth. Can this be the start of something? Here's Big Al. Albert Feliz homered in the bottom of the eighth a couple of nights ago in a 9-8 Red Sox win. That took the lead for the Sox in the bottom of the eighth. Would be a massive spot for home run number 6 on the year for Big Al. On deck, it's Roberto Mexicano. First pitch to Feliz. Taken for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Fastball right in there. Joseph deals the 0-1. He swings, rockets it out into left field, into the corner. James rounds second. James is pumped at third. He's halted by third base coach Ozzie Chavez. And Albert Feliz is in there with a stand-up double. Two runners in scoring position for the Red Sox for Roberto Mexicano. Now the Red Sox have a little bit of life here. Down 8-3. One down. Second and third for the Sox. Can Roberto deliver? Biggest moment of the year for Mexicano. First pitch on the way. Low and away on a slider, 1-0. All of a sudden, people that were heading for the exits kind of turn around and look over their shoulder and retreat back to their seats. 1-0. He swings and dribs it off his own knee back into the field of play. It's a foul ball, 1-1. Bottom of the order, Mexicano. Top of the order would be a two-hit day, Albertson Asihen. After that, Mikey Romero. One down, second and third for the Sox. Here's the 1-1 pitch. High and away on a breaking ball. 2-1 for Mexicano. Roberto is 0-2. Pair of ground outs. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. That was the pitch to hit. And it's even at 2-2. Boy, he gave him that high fastball. Roberto likes it, though. Just low to the outside corner where he can kind of golf at it. 2-2 pitch. Swings and fouls it away. High slider that he gets a piece of into the seats and stays alive at 2-2. Roberto Mexicano homered last series in Fredericksburg. 2-2. Swing and a fly ball, tails foul down the right field line. And Roberto continues to elongate the at-bat. Joseph has now thrown 17 pitches, 10 of them for strikes. The Red Sox have runners on second and third. Base hits from James and Feliz with a double. 2-2 on the way again. High, 3-2. Breaking ball missed big time. This pitch could really, in so many ways, decide the game. A walk would load the bases. 3-2. Down and away. Full count walk for Mexicano. Bases loaded. Bottom of the ninth for the top of the order, Albertson Asihen. And he has a two-hit night going. Knocks in the sixth and the eighth. He's 2-for-4. The Puerto Plata Dominican Republic native digs in. Probably couldn't pick a better bat to have up right now than maybe Lionel James for the Red Sox tonight. Bases loaded. One gone, 8-3 Augusta leads. First pitch. He takes a fastball high and in, 1-0. Red Sox down 5. Grand slam would bring them within a run. Still lots of work to do. Augusta needs 2 outs to end the game. Double play in effect, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball right in the middle of the zone, 1-1. Albertson Asihen tripled twice in a game earlier this series, 1-1. Downstairs in the dirt with a breaking ball, it's 2-1. In total this series, Albertson Asihen is six for 14 in the series altogether. 2-1. High and away, 3-1. A walk would bring in a run. One down, 3-1 the count. Bases loaded for the Red Sox. Joseph calls time and he's going to get some rosin. Asihen, 2 triples in the series, 1 RBI. Has walked once as well. Struck out twice this series. 3-1. Upstairs, ball 4. Brings in a run. It's 8-4. Life for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the ninth. James scores. Feliz to third. Mexicano to second. Asihen to first. And here's a mound visit. Just the pitching coach out to talk things over with Joseph. Mikey Romero will be up. He's 0-for-4 tonight. hit into a double play in the eighth that was crucial. Travis Brewer comes in to break up the party. Can Romero be a hero? We talked about it last night. Mikey just felt so due for a big swing. He got one last night. Romero tripled in the seventh. Was brought home by an Anderso Lieta sacrifice fly. Looking for that late game magic that he had last night with the triple in the seventh inning. There's Mikey Romero. First round draft pick of the Boston Red Sox in the 2022 draft. Made for moments like this. First pitch. Taken down and away. It clubs off the leg of Godman. Coming in to score is Feliz. The throw gets away. Coming in to score, Mexicano. And at third is Ossie Henn. It's 8-6. Tying run at the dish for the Red Sox. Wow. Costly mistake on their fourth error of the night for the Green Jackets. A home run ties it. One down, runner on third, first pitch. He lifts it back foul, just about 5 feet to my right. First pitch was a ball. It's a ball and a strike for Mikey Romero. Triple in the seventh last night. 0 for 4 today, the 1-1. He swings, chops it right back up the middle. Verdung scoops, fires to first in time. Coming in to score is Albertson Ossie Henn. The Red Sox are within a run. A late rally. They need one more rally. With two gone in the bottom of the ninth for Justinson Garcia. Romero gets an RBI on the ground out. Here's Justinson Garcia. A home run would tie it, and this might be the day for Joseph. And it is. A call to the bullpen for the Green Jackets. We'll get the details. Red Sox with life. They trail by one here in the bottom of the ninth. They've scored four. Two gone. Bases empty for Justinson Garcia when we return. Back after this in Salem.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Two gone, bases empty. Bottom of the ninth here in Salem for Justinson Garcia. First pitch on the way. He swings, lifts it high out in a shallow center. Collins charges in, makes the catch to end the game. It took one pitch for Landon Harper to end the ball game. Garcia is frustrated, and the Red Sox lose it 8-7. A valiant effort to come back in the bottom of the ninth. The Red Sox grabbed four. It wasn't enough. And you just got to think that E.J. Exposito two-run homer over the left field fence in the ninth completely changed the game because the Red Sox had a comeback in them. That two-run shot doesn't escape out of this park. Red Sox win it by a run. Nevertheless, it was a fun one tonight. A great crowd, so much love for Military Appreciation Night and so much fun here in Salem. 8-7, the Red Sox fall tonight against the Augusta Green Jackets. Hey, let's do it all over again tomorrow. 3:05 first pitch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll see you then. For our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, everybody in the room to our right that makes all the magic happen, I'm Giovanni Heater, saying so long and good night from Salem. 8-7, the Green Jackets winning.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.